This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hadith al-Ashir, 10th hadith. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قلت يا رسول الله أرأيت إن علمت أي ليلة ليلة القدر أو رسول الله if I come to know when ليلة القدر is going to be ما أقول فيها what shall I say قال قولي say اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني Oh Allah you are عفو you love to pardon so pardon me I'm going to quote to you guys, inshallah ta'ala, two beautiful statements from Ibn Rajab, from his kitab, Lata'if al-Ma'arif. First one, guys, a very important benefit. Inshallah, all of us today in the masjid can benefit from this. Young, old, whatever you might be. He says, Al-'Afu min asma'illahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afu is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِ عِبَادِهِ It is Him who forgives the sins of his servant. Al-mahi li-athariya anhum. Al-mathi li-athariya anhum. It is him that removes the remaining traces of the sins that he has committed. وَيُحِبُّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَعْفُ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ Allah loves to forgive and pardon his slaves. And then here comes the catch, guys. Pay attention. فَيُحِبُّ لِعِبَادِي أَنْ يَعْفُوَ بَعْضٌ عَنْ بَعْضٍ And he loves for his servants to forgive one another. فَإِذَا عَفَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ عَامَلَهُمْ بِعَفْوِهِ If they forgive and they pardon one another, then that's when he's going to go and forgive them. وَعَفُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِهِ The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them is more beloved to him than him punishing them. I'll repeat that last part again. فَإِذَا عَفَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ عَامَلْهُمْ بِعَفْوِي When they forgive one another, that's when he's going to forgive them. We're going to be crying out, Ya Allah, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. Do we not all say that dua, guys? The Imam says that in the Qunut, right? It's one of them du'as that we're going to be repeating all the time. You want to be forgiven, right? My brothers and mothers, you have to start with yourself. You have to completely remove any grudges that is remaining in your heart. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ told us. إِرْحَمُوا تُرْحَمُوا إِغْفِرُوا يُغْفَرْ لَكُمْ Have mercy towards one another and Allah will have mercy upon you. Forgive one another and Allah will forgive you. Recently when I went to Accrington, one brother asked a very good question. And he said, you know some people you forgive them and then he does dhulm against you again. He oppresses you. يَظْلِمُكَ ظُلْم And then you forgive him, and he does it. You forgive him, and he's done it so many times, it's become a joke. Do I still forgive him? Do I still clean my heart for him? I'm going to ask you guys a question. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to you, whoever does this sin 10 times, then the door has been shut. How would you guys feel? How would we feel, guys? If the irid can be haram, if the door was closed, that if you do this particular action 10 times, there is no more maghfirah for you. We are what? إِنَّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى صِيغَةُ الْمُبَالِغَ عَلَى وَزْنِ فَعَالٍ Bani Adam is someone who excessively makes mistakes. Not just a khatir, for example. Not just, he's a khatta. Are you with me guys? وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَائِنَ تَوَّابُونَ So my brothers and sisters, you have to really, really clean your heart. You want Allah to forgive you, you have to start with yourself. I'm going to ask you guys a question. For those who may feel like, in al-dulmiyay, who have been oppressed, has anybody gone as far as slandering your wife? Saying that she went and she slept around. And she's X, Y, and Z. I'm sure most of us, we wouldn't say that. Most of
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, it's on. It's on, yeah.
So Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, the smart, the intelligent individual, after doing righteous good deeds, لِأَنَّ الْعَارِفِينَ يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ ثم لا يرون لأنفسهم عملا صالحا ولا حالا ولا مقالا. After they've done all of these good deeds, they still see themselves falling short, and that there is room for improvement. فيرجعون إلى سؤال العفو كحال المذنب المقصر. What do they do, guys? This is very, very powerful, guys. After they've done so many good deeds, righteous acts, they rush back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begging Him for forgiveness. I'm going to ask you guys a question. A zani, somebody who committed fornication, if he's smart and intelligent, what's he going to do? He's going to repent, right? He's going to beg Allah azza wa jalla, wa'oyna, he's going to cry. Alayhis kadhalik, if he's an intelligent individual, and he's going to break down, he's going to be so regretful, so remorseful, alayhis kadhalik. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala is saying, that should be the same way this person who's done so many ibadat, in the end, that's how he should be breaking down to Allah azza wa jalla. And that is the way of the awliya. Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala is Sayyid Allah wa Dar al-Akhir, what did he say? فعل الفرائض والنوافل دأبهم مع رؤية التقصير والنقصان. Doing the obligatory acts and also doing the voluntary acts is the way. They do that consistently while at the same time they see that there is room for improvement and that they can do more and more and more. So why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says علامة قبول العمل احتقاره واستقلاله وحقره. In مدارج السالكين. From the signs of an accepted action or a deed is that when a person does a good deed, what does he do? He belittles it, he looks down at it. He doesn't see much of it. And then he gives a whole load of examples of what a person should do when Allah has given him the tawfiq to do good deeds. I'm going to ask you guys a question. After the salah, what's the first thing that you do? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You just came out of the salah, brother. Hadith Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu kana so idhan saraf min salati, astaghfirullah thalathan. You've just come out of a salah. You followed up one good deed with another. After Hajj, what do you do? We know. What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Man hajja wa lam yarfuth wa lam yafsukh, raja'aka yawmi wa ladatu ummuh. Whoever does Hajj and he doesn't fall into fisq and obscenity, what happens? Comes back like how? Newly born baby, clean slate, has nothing. What does Allah Azza wa Jalla tell in Surah Al-Baqarah? فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ. This is after Hajj, guys. He's just come back like a newly born baby. Allah is telling him what? To do istighfar. Also, my brothers and my sisters, with regards to wudu, what did you say at the end? ما منكم من أحد يتوضا فيسبغ الوضوء ثم يقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Right? Narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, what did he say? اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المطهرين. Make me from those who are توابين, those who excessively make tawbah. One good deed with another. This is why Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, the teacher of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, says the zakatul fitr that we pray at the end, that we pay at the end, is like the sajdatay as-sahu that one does for the salah. Why did you do sajdatay as-sahu? Why? Because there's a nuqsan, right? Imma li nuqsan aw li ziyadatin aw li shakkin, right? Because of a da'w, because of something extra, or because of a naqs. Am I wrong, guys? He goes, the zakatul fitr is like that. That shows us, my brothers and my sisters, that one should not become deceived, deluded with all the good deeds that he done, but rather he keeps on his toes. Someone might pray, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Khalas, I'm sorted for the rest of the year, brother. Don't worry, I can chill now. How do you know you got accepted? You don't. Rather, one, he follows up one good deed with another. Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his kitab, Lataif al-Ma'arif, he says, Laysa al-Eidu لمن لبس الجديد إنما العيد لمن طاعاته تزيد. The real Eid is, the real Eid is not the one who wears nice beautiful clothes, but the real Eid is, guys, the one whose ta'at, his obedient act increases. وليس العيد لمن تجمل باللباس والركوب إنما العيد لمن غفرت له الذنوب. The real Eid isn't When a person, he beautifies himself with nice clothes and also the flashy cars. We're going to be seeing that, right? The night before the Salat Eid, go to Edgware Road and go to Birmingham Water, what's it called? Waterpool Road. The Ferraris are being rented out. The Rajab says that is not the real Eid. The real Eid is the one whose sins were forgiven. So my brothers and my sisters, on the night before the Salat of Eid, you will have an idea as to whether or which way your Ramadan went. Did it have a positive impact or did it have a negative effect? That's when you might have an idea. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to come out on the night of Eid, the night before the Salatul Eid, and he used to say, Ya layta shi'ri, and he used to call out, wa yunadi, Ya layta shi'ri, man hadha al-maqbool, fanuhanni, wa man hadha al-mahroom, fanu'azzi. Who is the one whose Ramadan was accepted, so I can congratulate him? So we can congratulate him. وَمَنْ هَذَا الْمَحْرُومُ فَنُعَزِّيهِ. Who is this person who has been deprived so we can pay our condolences to him? When somebody dies, you go and pay your ta'siyah, right? They call it in Somali ta'siyah. You pay your condolences, you go to the families of the one who was deceased. Ali ibn Abi Talib, my brothers and my sisters, he wants to do a ta'siyah. He wants to pay his condolences to who? The one who wasted his Ramadan. And on Eid, there will be some signs. Are you with me, guys?